Well, I think a studied approach, understanding that the council represents the wide diversity of people in Eugene, and making certain that all views are heard, all views are listened to, and the right decisions are made. You know, when I was on the council before, there were some particularly argumentative people on the council. I think the most argumentative people have passed from the council at this point in time, so it should be relatively easy for even the diverse ends of the council to work together toward the center and make things work in a fashion that people really appreciate and that we get the right things done.
Downtown revitalization and building in the pits seems to be close to actuality. It's something that's being worked on. How do you think this can be a successful effort, and what will it mean for the downtown Eugene area?
Well, I'm excited about the prospect of LCC having a campus downtown. That brings a lot of daytime and weekday activity to downtown, but we have to balance that with evening and weekend activity. Now, an improvement in the Saturday market facility is going to certainly help, but we need to bring people downtown, so it has to be a mixture of government, like LCC, and private industry, people who are bringing people downtown to shop. Now, LCC is going to do that with so many people attending and working there. The restaurants will benefit from that. So just getting more people downtown, finding a way to give people interest in coming downtown. You know, I live in West Eugene, and speaking to people as I go knocking door to door, they don't have much interest in downtown in West Eugene. I think finding a way specifically to interest people like the people in West Eugene and give them a reason to come downtown that's not to visit Lane County to pay their taxes. I will say that we have a lot of arts venues downtown. I love that.
Do you agree that using urban renewal funding is the best source of money for these projects?
I think it is a very good source of money for the projects. I don't think it can stand alone. I agree with, once again, with LCC and helping LCC get downtown. And in the past, we've used urban renewal to be a catalyst to bringing other businesses downtown.
Public safety is another issue that's been getting a lot of attention. How would you like to approach the problem? What do you think is the best way to go?
I hear a lot from the people I talk to on the street and at their doorstep that they don't see police on patrol enough. Now, a more visible police presence is always desirable. Whether it's a uniformed police officer in schools, which we worked on when I was on the council, or if it's just seeing a patrol car up and down the streets. So what we need to do is focus as much of our police resource, which is always going to be limited, focus as much of it on patrol and the visibility of the police, which is not only a deterrent, it also makes people feel good that the police are on the job. And what that entails is reducing as much administrative overhead or response time to allegations, perhaps, that the police have done things beyond the scope of their job. We need to reduce that as much as possible. Now, the key to that is make sure that our police officers are trained to the best practicable standards, which they are, generally speaking, and make sure that that training is adjusted when we find deficiencies in the training. Because a well-trained police officer is going to do his or her job. And by and large, if you look around and see the job that police are doing in Eugene, they're doing a fantastic job. They are well-trained. We just need to let them be more seen and let people understand that they're out there doing a very good job.
During this campaign, your opponent has accused you of using the city council run as a stepping stone on the way to running for mayor or possibly county commissioner. Is there any truth to this?
You know, I served on the council until 2003, and I went to the Oregon State Legislature. And after that, I left the legislature to work in a very high-profile position with Food for Lane County as executive director. I didn't need the Eugene City Council as a stepping stone to whatever it may be I want to do for the future. The fact is, I'm running for the Eugene City Council because I've seen over the last 8 years a few things slide, particularly in my district out in West Eugene, things that really need to be addressed. We have jobs issues. When I was on the council, we attracted a very large manufacturing plant. Since I left the council, two very large manufacturers have left West Eugene. So we need to do what we can do to attract manufacturing to West Eugene or to Eugene in general and make sure that people get jobs. That's not been happening over the last 8 years. It feels to a lot of people quite the converse that manufacturing has been driven away from Eugene. Whittier Wood Products, Hynix, a lot of jobs walked out of the community when those people left. So we're relying on a service industry. We need manufacturing. We have to attract manufacturing jobs.
And would you like to see those jobs come specifically to West Eugene?
If you look at buildable land and usable land, a large preponderance of that is in West Eugene, so it's natural that that would happen. The problem that we have in West Eugene is currently with a transportation issue in West Eugene, with the roads that we have in West Eugene, there's not much room for expansion as far as manufacturing plants is concerned. We simply don't have the transportation infrastructure to handle both the residential and commercial industrial that will happen over the next 20 or so years in West Eugene. So that's going to be one of the things that we need to address immediately.
Would you want to see that development within the existing urban growth boundary, or do you think that the boundary needs to be expanded?
We have a lot of developable land inside the urban growth boundary, and redevelopment and denser urban growth is something that I have always been interested in, and Eugenians in general are interested in. We don't want to see farmland or wetland turned into streets and parking lots. But that being said, as we approach the end of the inventory of usable land, at some point we will have to take a look at the urban reserve and see if it makes sense to make adjustments to the urban reserve without adversely impacting the farm supply and without adversely impacting the valuable wetlands that we have in West Eugene.
Well, is there anything else that you think is important for people to know about you?
I think that I've spent a lot of years in policymaking, and policymaking, the ideas don't get old. A lot of policymaking ideas are current, and old ideas that are bad need to go away, but existing ideas that work and that have been proven to be effective are ideas that we need to carry forward while looking at innovative new ways to use the very limited budgetary resources that we will always have. I worked on the school board during Measure 5, major budget cuts. I worked on the city council during Measures 47 and 50, some of the largest budget cuts ever in the city. I worked in the legislature during nine consecutive quarters of recession. And I'm accustomed to budget cuts. They can be done. They're often painful, usually painful, but doing it to the best of your ability and making sure that the people who are on the job, the people who are actually doing the work, are the ones making the strongest recommendation as to where things can be done more leanly.
Speaking of budget issues, City Manager John Reese has released his proposed budget, and it does look at some pretty serious cuts and decisions that we'll be looking at. And so I'm just wondering, what do you think of his proposed budget?
Mr. Reese's proposed budget is a good starting point. At this point, the budget committee will obviously do their work with public input to make a recommendation to the council. It's not going to stay exactly the way Mr. Reese has put it forward. It never does. If you look at the cuts that he's recommending, most of them are relatively small, but they are relatively high impact. For instance, opening Amazon Pool late. A lot of people are going to be affected by that. So if there are ways that we can work around that to make certain that the people who are most affected feel the least impact, then it can be more of a win-win situation. When doing budget cuts, nobody wins. So we're faced with it. Unfortunately for myself, that's always been the case with me, whether it's on the school board, the city council, or in the legislature. It's just become the way of life. And making certain that as we address the budget that's proposed and make sure that the things that most impact people are best mitigated, then we can do the best we can to make it a win situation.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.